anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Student Network, and this morning, Lori Robbins, we're going to be talking about magnesium. Well, why would anybody want to talk about magnesium? Well, the truth of the matter is about 80% of the American people are deficient in magnesium. Other people have other types of diets and don't have the problems we do, but magnesium is vitally important as far as the function of your bowels, as far as the function of your brain, as far as the function of your muscles and your heart, and basically, Morley certainly has actually been working on magnesium, getting information on magnesium, and of course suggests a time-release magnesium, a tablet, which I and my family have recently been taking. And Morley, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners how it was that you got interested in the subject of magnesium?
Well, I'm a former hospital executive and healthcare consultant who several years ago developed a frozen shoulder, and I couldn't lift my hand above my waist. And friends had recommended that I go see a chiropractor, and I dismissed that very quickly. And then several months later, I was still in writhing pain, and they recommended that I again go back and see Dr. Liz. And so with my tail between my legs, I did, and she had me having full mobility of my arm within 2 weeks. I was stunned by what had happened, and I began to rethink the healing process, only to discover that there are a lot of different modalities out there. And I decided to become a wellness coach. And I was aware of the growing rise of chronic disease in America, and I thought maybe I could help. And about 2 years ago, actually about 18 months ago, I became aware of magnesium and its magnificent properties, and I've never looked back. It's been an amazing journey to read about 18 books now and 450 scientific articles on magnesium and magnesium deficiency, and I've organized all of that material along 18 different disease categories, but my favorite far and away is heart disease, only because so many people in my family have passed away because of that. And I think it's heart disease, every aspect of heart disease, whether we're talking about congestive heart failure or tachycardia, any kind of arrhythmic function of the heart, any kind of blockage, any kind of infarct or heart attack is all related to magnesium status in the heart. And what I'm learning now is that it's nothing more complicated than the heart's pH. Is it acidic or is it alkaline? And what keeps the heart in an alkaline state is, in fact, magnesium. And it has an absolute prime role to make sure that the heart doesn't get too acidic, because when the heart gets acidic, it starts to lose oxygen. it starts to lose energy. It starts to build up all sorts of blockages, and inflammation follows. And it's a very destructive process that takes place. And I think if the listeners understood how easy it is to maintain their magnesium balance with proper diet, eliminating some of the stress in their life, but taking good supplements, and the one that we're obviously aware of is one made by Jigsaw Health, which is a time-release formula. It's a wonderful product, but it allows people to build up and maintain their mineral status. And the key is that magnesium is the quarterback of the cell. And when there's enough magnesium, it keeps all the other minerals in the cell in proper amount and proper balance. But when magnesium is not in the cell, as it is when someone's under stress, you have all sorts of imbalance, and the imbalance is what leads to the acidifying of the heart and all of the dysfunction that so many people are aware of. So I think it's really that simple. You know, what is the individual's magnesium status? And that's going to tell us what their pH is, not just in their body, but also their heart. And a lot of very focused benefit can come from just paying attention to that one mineral. And I think the challenge is that so many people have heard about its antagonist called calcium. We all know that calcium is good for strong bones. Well, it turns out that magnesium is really good for muscle, for strong muscle. And there's no more important muscle than the one that's in your chest, excuse me, that's beating 24/7. The heart is a muscle. A lot of people think it's an organ, and yes, it has those properties. But at the end of the day, it really is a muscle. Muscles need to be fed energy. And the source of that energy is called ATP, and every molecule of ATP has two magnesium molecules attached to it. Why? Because it won't work without the magnesium. That's how important it is. Well, so every heart needs energy, and if anyone's having any kind of heart issues, I can tell you right now, they need more magnesium, because it's also going to regulate the calcium level, it's going to regulate the sodium level, and it's also going to regulate the potassium level. And those minerals are what's behind most of the disease and dysfunction in the heart. And, of course, I can talk about other chronic conditions, but that's the one that I think it's still the number one cause of death in America, and it has been for 90 years. And I think it's about time for the public to understand that it's not that complicated, and it can very easily be rectified with proper diet, proper stress management, and proper magnesium supplementation.
Well, I should mention that we did a lot of programs on magnesium some years ago. We carry a book on magnesium, and but certainly the Jigsaw Magnesium does advertise with my ministry, but I think it's a good product. I think magnesium is very important. And this is one reason why we're putting on a series of programs from Morley, who's actually done a lot of research and studying on it. And certainly the heart function is important. It has to do with the brain function, though. It has to do with the bowel function. Milk of magnesium is an old laxative, and a very small amount of magnesium can change bowel function. And if it can do that, it can certainly change heart function, too. Most people in the...
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Cass, we're talking about magnesium this morning, and if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And, Chris, years ago when we started getting interested in magnesium, we did a lot of research and reading on it, and it turned out about 80% of the American people were deficient in magnesium. Morley, is that a realistic figure?
That's the believable figure or the accepted figure. I would put it at 100%. I think anyone who lives in this country that drinks the water and eats the food of this country is going to be magnesium deficient. The mineral content of water and the mineral content of food is an empty harvest in this nation. And so I think, and you couple that with the stress level that everyone is under because of the economy and their job stress and, you know, all sorts of relationship stress. And stress causes mineral loss. So I think my personal take is it's actually everyone has a mineral imbalance and a mineral deficiency. And there's no mineral that's more important than magnesium. What I would also add is for those who are interested in knowing, well, gee, you know, I wonder if I'm magnesium deficient. There are three easy tests to determine that. Do you get headaches? Do you have constipation? And do you get muscle cramps in your legs and feet? And if you do, then you are magnesium deficient, and you got to be thinking about your heart, saying, I hope it's getting enough magnesium. But a classic, those are three classic signs of magnesium deficiency, is when the cause of most headaches is constriction of the arteries into the brain. It causes a change in blood flow, which causes pain. The constipation is just the over-calcification of the intestines, and they're constricted. They're not allowed to relax. And what moves the waste product along is the pulsating of the intestine. It's called peristalsis. Well, if the muscle can't flex and contract and relax and contract and relax, well, it's not going to be able to move the waste out. And anytime you've got a violent cramp in your foot or your calf or your thigh, without exception, that's a magnesium issue and needs to be rectified. And what is a heart attack? It's nothing more than a muscle cramp in your chest. And it's from a complete lack of oxygen and a lack of energy. And the reason why that shuts down is that the pH drops below 6, and at that point, the ATP and the magnesium can't stay together. There's no energy, and the heart literally starves to death. That's what a heart attack is. It's actually starvation, energy starvation.
Well, of course, it's cut off of oxygen, and it's cut off because the blood isn't flowing properly to the heart. Anyway, Chris, how do people get magnesium in their diet. What are the best sources of magnesium for the average individual? And why do people in other countries not have the severe magnesium deficiency we see in the United States?
Well, I'm sure people have heard of the Mediterranean diet. They may be aware of the Japanese diet. First of all, they're very rich in seafood, and seawater has five times more magnesium than calcium in seawater, which is very important. So a lot of seafood and sea vegetables. Kelp is the highest source of magnesium on the planet, but not a lot of Americans are going to be running to the store to get kelp. But grass-fed organ meats, liver, it would be a great source of magnesium. Greens, leafy greens, the collard greens, mustard greens, beet greens, rich, anything that has that kind of a green texture has chlorophyll, and at the center of chlorophyll is magnesium, so it's another good source of magnesium. Bone broth are very good sources of minerals, and of course there's going to be magnesium in there. Historically, grains have been an important source, but the grains in this country have become so compromised. I think the best grains for people to focus on would be buckwheat and millet. They actually have seven times more magnesium than the wheat and the corn that we are so used to. And then everyone's favorite is a high-content cocoa, maybe over 80% cocoa. The cocoa powder, again, it's the second highest source of magnesium on the planet, but it's got to be in a composition that doesn't have a lot of sugar, because that's just going to detract the magnesium that's there. So I would encourage listeners to who have a hankering for chocolate to start migrating over to cocoa, and I think you'll find that it's as nutritious, or it's actually more nutritious, but as tasty as the chocolate that they're probably used to eating. So those are some good sources of magnesium.
Okay. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But magnesium is absolutely essential for a healthy diet. And it's amazing when you stop and realize, really, so many Americans don't eat and eat properly, and the vast majority of the American people are deficient in magnesium. As a result, they have all sorts of physical problems. Now, basically, what about the brain? What part does magnesium play as far as the function of our brain is concerned?
Well, everybody's heard the expression, America runs on Dunkin'. I think it's a cute advertising campaign, but it turns out our brain runs on glucose. And that is the source of energy for the brain. It takes 28 molecules of magnesium to metabolize one molecule of glucose. So the brain is highly dependent on this mineral in order to break down the sugars and create a source of energy for the brain to work with. The conditions of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and a lot of the neurodegenerative diseases, they're increasingly beginning to point the fingers to a mineral imbalance that's leading to an energy imbalance, which is leading to these neurodegenerative conditions. At the end of the day, all disease, and Dr. Stan, I'm sure you're well aware of this, but all disease is a function of a loss of energy at the cellular level. When the cell can't get energy, it dies. And when that becomes a chronic condition, that's what leads to a dysfunction, and then that dysfunction will grow into a disease. But it's all based on the cellular ability to make energy. And the mitochondria is a part of the cell that is basically the furnace that produces the energy. It's a highly enriched part of the cell that has a lot of magnesium in it, and that's where the ATP or the little units of energy are made. And when they can't make energy, it sends a signal to the cell saying, we're done. We can't keep going. And the cell dies. And that's really at the very epicenter of any kind of disease. Any kind of chronic disease starts with cellular death. And it's all about maintaining energy. And the more prevalent the magnesium is, the more balanced the electrolytes are. And the more balanced the electrolytes are, the better the cell can communicate, not just within its own environment, but with its neighbors, because cells like to touch each other, and that's how they communicate, is by touch. And there's an electrostatic charge, and when the electrostatic charge is right, everything is good. And when it starts to change, that's when a lot of imbalance begins to occur, and that's what's inviting disease.
What would you like to tell our listeners how they can get, if they're interested in learning more about the time-release magnesium, the so-called jigsaw magnesium? How can they get in touch with that company and at least learn more about that product?
Yeah, the phone number is 1-866-601-5800. 1-866-601-5800.
What's the advantage of a time-release magnesium over the regular magnesium?
Well, the challenge with restoring magnesium is that because of its nature, magnesium is what's called hydrophilic. It likes to attract water, and a lot of the products that that people might be aware of, like milk of magnesia, as you mentioned earlier, it's a known product to help people with their bowel movements. Well, that product attracts water. Magnesium sulfate, or otherwise known as Epsom salt, there are actually 7 water molecules attached to that magnesium sulfate molecule. Magnesium chloride, same thing, but it's 6 molecules of water that are attached to the magnesium chloride oil. And so that attraction of water can cause the bowels to go soft, and people can get diarrhea because of too much water. And so people, that's a real inconvenience. People don't like that. And so what the Sullivans have done is developed a time-release formula that allows for a very measured amount of magnesium to be introduced into the body throughout the day, and you don't have that to deal with. They specifically formulated it to make sure that this was a very bioavailable form of magnesium. It's called magnesium malate, which is a very important form of magnesium, but it's brought into the body in a very timely and measured way, and you don't have to deal with the back end issues that frustrate a lot of people. And it's just a great product. My partner, I have become both a life partner and business partner with Dr. Liz, and we have a nutritional practice north of New Orleans, and we have amazing results with that product in helping people restore their magnesium status. So I can't express my gratitude enough for the form and the ability to help people in their recovery and their efforts to rebalance their mineral status.
Well, our number here, if anybody has a question or comment about magnesium, is 1-877-254, 877-254-7524. Morley, would you like to put out one more time the telephone number for the Jigsaw Magnesium? If they're interested in getting the time-release magnesium, how do they reach you, or how do they reach the company?
Yeah, Jigsaw Health is 1-866-601-5800, 1-866-601-5800.
And I would simply comment that we do carry a book on magnesium. It's a soft cover book. We've carried it for some time just because, well, for years we've been aware of the fact that magnesium is so vitally important to health, and most people don't even stop and think about it, certainly totally unaware of the importance of some of these things. We just don't have adequate levels in our body. Well, I'm going to let you go here at the half hour. Do you have a parting thought on magnesium you'd like to share with our listeners, Marley, before we let you go?
Anytime that people are under stress, and they're feeling stress, that whatever the bills are building up, or that their boss is yelling at them, or their kids aren't behaving, or whatever, and they're feeling that sensation in their gut, take more magnesium. It calms you down, and it helps your body begin to metabolize that stress. That's what I would say. Take
and
more
amazing
magnesium.
What small amounts of magnesium can do as far as your intestinal function, as far as your brain, as far as all the cells in the body. Magnesium is actually a key, and the most amazing thing is the realization that most people, just at least in our society, are not getting adequate magnesium. The Japanese get lots of it. They eat kelp all the time. But here in America, people just don't do that. Of course, there are other sources that you can get it from, but certainly you have to eat an awful lot of nuts and things like that to keep up your high levels of magnesium that the body really requires, which is why we take magnesium supplements. We have for some time, and we think they're well worthwhile. Morley, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. We're going to do open lines the last half of the program. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. Right here, American Freedom.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, freedom, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, and here, we do carry a book on magnesium. We've carried it for some time. If you'd like to get it, you can call us at 1-800-254-7524. But we're going to do open lines the remainder of this time. And if you have a question or comment, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Northern Colorado.
Hi, how you doing?
Real good, Dr. Stan.
I have two physiological questions in regards to magnesium. Since magnesium is an antagonist to the calcium ion, I'm wondering on the importance of the balance of calcium to magnesium in regards to ionic transmission, like in the sodium pump on nervous transmission and also in muscle contraction.
All right. Well, I am not an expert on magnesium, and I don't know. I don't think Morley's still here. Morley, are you there? No, Morley's not here, but I think you're basically you need a proper dose of magnesium to maintain a proper dose of calcium. They work together for good health. And what the function, the relationship between that and the sodium pump, I really can't intelligently comment on, but you just need this proper balance in your body for your body to function well. And it's amazing what a small amount of magnesium can do as far as your intestines is concerned. And I ordinarily take magnesium on a daily basis. But if I take too much magnesium, I start getting very loose stools. And we're talking about, I take a capsule actually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Because if I take more than that, I really have real problems as far as intestinal activity is concerned. So you just have to find the right amount for your body, and your body knows. It'll respond. It'll let you know if you're taking too much magnesium. But as far as the sodium pump, can't intelligently answer that question for you. Do you have another question?
Yes, the other question was in regards to glucose metabolism. He was talking about how it apparently aids or facilitates transmission of glucose to the mitochondria. So my question is how this would relate to type 2 diabetics.
Ken, once again, that's out of my field of expertise. We do have an excellent book on magnesium, which was written by a doctor who just stumbled across this and put this out. We've carried it for a number of years, but I really can't tell you, but certainly as far as diabetes are concerned and metabolism of sugar, I think that you need proper balance. Certainly most people are deficient in magnesium, but as far as getting into the specifics of the metabolism of glucose, that's not my field. My field was orthopedics and not physiology. I'm sorry I can't help you any better than that. I could suggest you might want to check with this book because it does an excellent job of answering a lot of questions specifically as far as magnesium metabolism is concerned.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm sorry I let Morley go, but I didn't know we were going to have any callers.
Well, thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you. Our telephone number again is 1-877-254-7524. And I was going to sort of talk about, well, what the future is going to hold for our country. And basically, the future for America doesn't look very good. Hi. Oh, who's calling in? Somebody's calling in? Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Dr. Stan. A quick question. I take magnesium, and I'm curious, this Jigsaw Health, is this company, this supplement of magnesium only available through them? Can you get this through the health food store? Because I get my chelated, or however you say that, magnesium from the health food store from Country Life.
Magnesium, you know, you can get it from health food store. We actually sell magnesium. Jigsaw magnesium is a time-release magnesium. Most tablets you get is simply a capsule of magnesium, and it's absorbed. But the time-release seems to give a more even release. In other words, you don't get it all at one time. You get it intermittently over a period of, a period of about 12 hours. And that's the difference. It still is magnesium, but it's a time-release. So you get a more even level rather than getting it all at one time, and then the body's going to take care of it. Does that answer your question?
But you said you sell it as well. Do you sell it through your company?
No, we don't sell the Jigsaw. You have to call that number that Morley gave.
They
do advertise with us. But my son and wife have been taking the Jigsaw. I'm still taking the regular magnesium. We have it in hand, and we sell it. I take magnesium every evening before I go to bed. Well, my wife and son have been trying the jigsaw magnesium, and they seem to like it.
If you
want to get the jigsaw, why, of course, you'll have to call that number he gave.
It
is a time release. It's, to my knowledge, it's the only time release magnesium product. And one reason, of course, we carried the advertisement was because my friend Dr. Russell Blaylock, who certainly is a lot smarter in this nutritional aspect than I am, he had recommended this. And so after his recommendation, we called Jigsaw and asked them if they'd like to advertise with us. They did. But he seemed to think, Dr. Blaylock, that the time release was superior than the regular magnesium. But it's all magnesium.
Well, and I'm going to try it because
I'm regular. My wife and son are taking the time release.
I'm going to definitely order it because I have leg cramps. It won't go away. So there's a deficiency I didn't realize. And also I have a hole in my heart. So,
have you been taking the regular magnesium?
Yeah, I do.
And you still have the leg cramps.
Yeah, and I also take the Ionic trace minerals that come from Salt Lake. So I'm getting minerals in that, but obviously it's not enough. So I'm gonna order that for my heart and my legs.
And then let me know what happens, will you?
Okay, and the man's name was Morley?
His name is Morley Robbins. Morley Robbins.
Robbins, Robbins.
Yes, and did you get the telephone number?
866-601-5800, I think.
All right, well, you're better off than I am. I'd have to look it up. Anyway,
okay,
God bless. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Excellent. Thank you. Your guests, I listen to your show every day and get a lot of information. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
You're more than welcome.
Thank
God bless. Bye-bye. And we do have that book on magnesium. In fact, we're going to put together a 4-tape set on it. Put together a long time ago, just never got it compiled. But we do have the book, and we think it's well worthwhile. Anyway, our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, I was going to talk really this last half hour about what's going to be happening financially. Because contrary to everything that the American people are being told, America's bankrupt. We're not only bankrupt morally, we're bankrupt financially. John Williams, of course, of shadowstats.com, a private economist who will tell you the truth, pointed out that they were being told that ordinarily, we have a deficit this year, a federal deficit about one, and the year ends as the end of September, the fiscal year, $1.15 trillion. That's a lot of money. And John Williams says that is the figure. Really over $7 trillion. Use GAAP, GAAP. We'll be back. Give us a call.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I wouldn't have let Morley go if I'd known we were going to get all the calls on magnesium. But I'm just going to talk a little bit about the finances, pointing out that John Williams, who is a private economist, and you can get his website at shadowstats.com, says that the real financial deficit this last fiscal year for 2012 was over $7 trillion. You can look this up. Williams put out a special emergency announcement. And basically, well, what's he talking about? Well, it means basically with the number of people retiring, the baby boomers retiring, about 4 million a year, and then suddenly we become responsible for their Social Security and Medicare for the rest of their lives. And we've got the baby boomers retiring now, all 79 million of them, 79 million baby boomers, and we promise to provide for them Social Security until you die. And then, of course, we've got our Medicare. Oh, you're going to get your Medicare until you die. And we got, according to Senator Tom Coburn, I'm just finishing up his book on the debt bomb. According to Senator Tom Coburn, we have 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. He says 48 million people on Medicare and 68 million people on Medicaid. And the reason that's more than 100 million is because some are both Medicare and Medicaid. But basically, there's just no way we can afford it, ladies and gentlemen. The reason Greece is having problems is they just don't have enough money to pay all the wonderful benefits they promised everybody. And here in America, why, we don't have any trouble paying all these wonderful benefits, the Social Security and the Medicare and having a massive military. We simply borrow the money. We simply borrow it from the Federal Reserve and from other countries throughout the world. But other countries increasingly are not simply lending us money because they know that we are a bankrupt nation. They understand finances. The American people don't. But 40 cents out of every dollar the U.S. Treasury puts out today has to be borrowed. And almost half of that is actually borrowed from the Federal Reserve. And where does the Federal Reserve get the money? They don't have it. They simply create it out of nothing. Massive increase in the amount of money that's out there. And that is the road to inflation. So this coming year, you're going to see a great deal more inflation prices going up. Of course, the government will deny it, but the government lies to you. Their purpose, the function of government is to deceive the people. And basically, as they say, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they employ them in the government. And if you honestly believe the rate of inflation is 1% or 2% now, and the Federal Reserve says the rate of inflation is 2%, but go to the hardware store. Look at the price of the products. I said they go to the grocery store and look at the price of the products. Go to your clothing store and look at the price of the products. And then are you going to believe what the government officials, bureaucrats say? Or are you going to believe your lying eyes? We have rampant inflation in America, and it's simply going to get worse and worse and worse as they systematically destroy the value of our currency, as they systematically destroy the value of your life savings, as they systematically destroy the value of your Social Security, and of course they'll pay you your Social Security. It just won't buy much of anything. And the same, of course, is going to be true as far as Medicare is concerned. The reason they have to get Obamacare through is so they can kill off the elderly, because, of course, there's just no way we can afford to keep all the people on Medicare right now and then pay it for the additional 79 million who are retiring. Financially, there's money isn't there. And when you're having to actually borrow the 40 cents out of every dollar you spend, if you were doing that, how long do you think that you would be able to continue functioning? How long would it be before banks would quit suddenly lending you money? And then when you have to pay interest on the money that you borrowed, and that, of course, would the whole thing eventually begin to collapse, because interest rates are going to have to go up. And when those interest rates go up, of course, then all the money that the government takes in has to be used to pay interest on the national debt. We're talking about the intentional purpose and malicious destruction of the value of the currency of this country, destroying this nation economically. And that's what John Adams had said. President John Adams, the second president of the United States, has said there are two ways to destroy a nation. One is by invasion and taking it over militarily. The other is, of course, to destroy the value of the currency. And when you do that, you destroy the economy of the nation and you destroy the nation. And that is, of course, what the invisible government is intent upon doing. They want to enslave our people, and you do that by simply making the people totally dependent upon government, the government that they control. And as David Rockefeller said on page 405 of his book, Memoirs, and we carry the book and you can read it yourself, some people even say my family and I are members of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more global and efficient economic system. And if that is the charge, I am guilty and I'm proud of it. If that's the charge, I'm guilty and I'm proud of it. And then he goes on to talk on that one, page 405 and 406 of his memoirs, about how they're raising living standards throughout the world. And isn't that just wonderful? And it is, ladies and gentlemen. They have done amazing things. Look what they've done to China and improving their economy. Look what they've done to India. But what they're going to do, of course, is continue contracting our economy, continue sending our jobs overseas. You watch 60 Minutes, they tell you about all the great jobs there are out there and about how these fellows training these young people to be machinists where they get $12 an hour plus benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, basically, of course, they're $12 an hour is not that great a salary. Our machinists used to make $40 or $50, no longer and never again. They're going to destroy America and they're going to do it in touch. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
I will not be... people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we do carry the book, Boaz, by David Rockefeller, and I believe we also use that quotation in my DVD, which I recommend to you very strongly. It's called The World Revolution, where we explain to you the subversive movement to use America's wealth to finance the effort to bring about world government to actually finance our military so we can establish dictatorships throughout the world. And we are founding dictatorships throughout the world. And we're planning on having a terrible and horrible and bloody war where millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of people are going to die in the coming war with the Muslim world. And basically with all of these countries that we're financing. I mean, as we financed the Nazis during World War II, so we could have a horrible and bloody war, as American corporations, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, IBM, AT&T, and all the others, built the weapons in Germany for the Nazis during World War II. And, of course, the American people don't know that. They're actually American CEOs running those corporations for building the tanks and the planes and the other items for the Nazis so we could have a war. And it was a horrible and horrible and bloody war. And an awful lot of German people died, an awful lot of Americans died, British, French soldiers, and it was all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. And if you doubt that, I'll send you a copy of the letter I found from Colonel House. Find me to Colonel House among his papers from William Dodd, American ambassador to Germany in 1936, asking why American corporations are building the weapons. You can get John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. He had a security clearance three levels above top secret. And eventually the statute of limitations ran out and he could write and tell you the truth. We have our four CDs set with my interviews with John Loftus. The War Against the Jews goes into how we finance the Nazis. We carry his other book, The Secret War Against the Jews, where he wrote that, though, where he couldn't tell the whole truth. But we have his book, America's Nazi Secret and The Secret War Against the Jews, and then the four CD set. You need to understand how we finance the Nazis to understand how we're financing the Muslim world today in preparation for this coming terrible war. And you've got to help us get the information out. You've got to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, on page 405, and read about the secret cabal that controls America. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get copies of it and get it into other people's hands. You have to. My permission to copy anything that I have written or done, just so long as you're not making a profit on it, get it out, make people understand, because we're moving into the final stages, and if there are not enough people out there who care, then America is going to be destroyed by the financial collapse that's coming, by this war that's coming, by the devastation of America that's coming, because I believe God's going to bring his judgment on this nation if we don't have a revival. And I don't see anybody out there leading this. I see most of our, Christian leaders going right along with what's going on. And Christian ministers, and several of them, listen to our programs, and of course they try to bring the information out. And there are people planted within the churches that, of course, generate antagonism, and these two of the ministers listen to my program have written and said we've been asked to leave our churches. This is Mark Propagandist, ladies and gentlemen, at number 1-800-544-8927. For tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life,